So today, Be'ezat Hashem, we will learn in Sichot Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, a ma'amar titled Badad Yeshev, the isolation of the Metzora. You know, the quarantine of the Metzora. Tanya, we learned in a Braita, a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, Samech Daled, Arba'a Chashuvim Kemet. There are four people that are considered as if they are dead. They are likened to a met. Ani, a poor man. Metzora, a leper. Person who has leprosy. Vesuma, and a blind man. Umisha en lo banim, one who does not have children. And the Braita proceeds in giving psukim, for example, Metzora dichtiv al na tehi kamet. That's what Aharon, when he was pleading with Moshe Rabbeinu to pray for Miriam, their sister, who got sarat, don't allow her to stay as a met. So you see, Metzora is chashuv kemet, like a dead person. Now, what's the reason? That's what the topic of this ma'amar. How do we understand that these four people are considered like a met? It seems that the reason is shemetzora chashuv kemet eno biglal yisurav kashim vekoved cholyo. He's right away. He tells us, don't make the mistake to think that the reason why the metzora is called met is because of the severity of his yisurim, because of his illness. It's a type of illness that's so serious, it's like a person is dead. No, that's not enough of a reason to be chashuv kemet. She'ere afilu kol yisurim sheba'olam enam kemita. If you remember, we saw a previous ma'amar that dealt with this. Even all the yisurim in the world does not add up, does not equal death itself. Kemo she'amar ha'katuv yasor yiserani ya ve'lamavet lo netanani. It says in the pasuk, David HaMelech says, Hashem, you gave me yisurim, but lamavet lo netanani. You didn't bring death. In other words, as much as yisurim falls upon a person, lo alenu, no one should have any yisurim, but as much as yisurim come upon a person, that's still not as terrible as death itself. V'ne'emar, it states in the pasuk, in Echa, ma yit'onen adam chai, what could a living person complain about? And Chazal in the Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Pei, Amud Bet, says, Dayoshu chai, it's enough that he is alive to be enough of a reason not to complain. And Rashi explains beautifully, Lama yitra'em adam al hakorot habaot alav. How can a person complain about anything that happens to him after the great kindness that I do with him? What's the kindness? That I gave him life and he's not dead. So you see, as much and as many as yisurim come upon a person, it could never be equivalent compared to death. Hare she'en ha'adam yit'onen al mal goralo, afilu ba'im alav yisurim ki yisurei Iyov, even if he suffers like Iyov. Ki kol ha'tzarot ve'ayisurim hem ke'ayin le'umat ha'chesed ha'gadol she'asa imo ha'kadosh baruch hu she'natanu et ha'chaim. This is a yesod that we have to work on all our lives to appreciate what it means to be alive. He says, because all the tzarot, all the troubles and all the yisurim in the world are nothing compared to the great kindness of just being alive. Now that's something that many people, unfortunately, especially in our generation, they talk about pandemic. There is a pandemic of depression. There is a pandemic of lackluster of life. It's so easy to hear people say, it would be better to be dead. And of course, there's a lot of pain in the world and there's a lot of suffering, real suffering. And pain and sickness and diseases. and Hashem should, you know, bring Geula and Refuah and Yeshua to the world. But we have to always remember, no matter what, Yasor Yiseraniya, but we always have to appreciate Velamavet Lo Netanani, the fact that we are alive overcomes anything that could come our way. There is never a justifiable excuse to be ungrateful to the gift of life, no matter what. Now, that, again, that's a tough statement. It's not easily said, it's not easily heard, not easily accepted. I know that. I'm aware of that. But that's a fact of life. Yes, pun intended. Fact of life. We have to remember that. Ukvar erachnu binyan ze. Rav Chaim says, we spoke about it previously in Ma'amar Kaftet. Hochachnu zot mima she'amar Chazal. He quickly reminds you of the proof that he gave from the Gemara in Sota that tells us, Gimel ayu be'ota etza, that there were three people that were with Paro in that etza, in that meeting about what to do with the Jewish people in Egypt. Yitro, Iyov, and Bil'am. Bil'am sheya'atz neherag b'cherev. Bil'am, he's the one who came up with the idea to kill everyone, all the Jews. He was killed by the sword. Iyov sheshatak nidon b'yisurim. Iyov was neutral. He was quiet. So he received yisurim. So now, Pshita she'onsho shel Bil'am tzarich liot chamur elef monim me'onsho shel Iyov. We understand that the punishment of Bil'am has to be much more severe than the punishment of Iyov, because what he did was worse. He gave the idea to kill. Iyov was just quiet. And yet, sometimes when we look at it, we think, wait a second, who got the better end of the deal here? Iyov, the yisurim of Iyov that he went through, Bil'am, okay, was killed by the sword. 1 second and he died. But from here we see that we got it upside down. Muchach mize shekol yisure Iyov hem onesh kal min hamita. As many and as much yisurim that Iyov went through, it is still less than the very prospect of death, chas v'shalom. So therefore, lachen eno mar klal shehametzora chashuv kemet biglal yisurav hakashim. So therefore, it would be wrong to understand that why is the metzora considered like emet because of his yisurim. No, yisurim is not mita. Ela tzarich lomar, we have to say a different reason. Why is it that the metzora is chashuv kemet? And here we come to the point that we would like to study today. Ela tzarich lomar de tama de metzora chashuv kemet, hu biglal ha-ne'emar bo badad yeshev michutz la-machane moshavo v'kasher yidbar lefanenu. The secret of why a metzora is chashuv kemet lies in this pasuk of last week's parasha, towards the end of parashat Tazria. Badad yeshev michutz la-machane moshavo. The metzora has to sit alone, isolated, quarantined, outside of the community, outside of the machane. There is where we have the metzora chashuv kemet, as will be explained. Now look, ine bagmara nedarim ita ani chashuv kemet. It says in the Gemara that a poor man is also chashuv kemet, right? The poor man is on the same list with the metzora. And how did the Gemara learn it in nedarim? Where did we learn it from? Dichtiv ki metu kol ha'anashim ha'mevakshim et nafshecha. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when he was still in Midian, he said, Lech shuv Mitzrayima, go back to Mitzrayim, because you have nothing to worry anymore. Those who were after you, they died. Ki metu kol ha'anashim ha'mevakshim et nafshecha. And who were they? We have a tradition, haynu Datan v'Aviram. It was Datan v'Aviram. Now we know Datan v'Aviram did not die. They actually came out of Mitzrayim together with Am Yisrael. So how could you say ki metu, that they died? Right? So the Gemara says it means that they were Mitzora'im. They became, they got leprosy in Mitzrayim. And that's why when the Torah says, Ki metu kol ha'anashim, from here we see that Mitzora is Chashuv Kemet. That's one pshat in the Gemara. Another pshat is that Yardu minichsehem, they lost their money. They became poor. The Ran says, actually, you can't say that the reason why they were Chashuv Kemet, Datan Vaviram, because they became Mitzoraim. No, that's not. Because it says about Datan Vaviram that they were in the midst of the people, they were together with everyone in the Midbar. Ve'if shalom Mitzora liyot bekerev kol Yisrael, a Mitzora cannot be bekerev kol Yisrael. So therefore, you have to say that it was yardu menichsehem, that they became poor. And from here we see that ani is chashuv kemet. Right? Now, I'd like you just to skip till the next paragraph of bi'ur advarim hu, just to save time in order to understand here, because he's mefalpel a little bit in this inyan, in the Gemara Nedarim, but le'inyanenu, let's continue from Bi'ur Advarim. Maybe if we have time, we'll come back to patch that up. U'bi'ur Advarim hu, ki nir'e de'ma she'amru arba'a chashuvim kemet. So we have to understand that this that Chazal said, four people are chashuv kemet, Chazal are not just, you know, randomly putting together, stringing together four different types of cases that are compared to death. No. Reb Chaim says it's by design. These four have something in common. Ela kulam inyan echad hem umelamdim ze al ze. They're all connected. Again, what are the four? Metzora, a poor man, a blind man, and someone who doesn't have children. These are not just random cases that the Gemara is saying, you know, each one is Chashuv Kemet. They are all Chashuv Kemet because of one core reason that they share. And let's study that. Echad min ha'arba'a hu suma. One of them is the blind one. U'makshim ha'olam. Now there's a beautiful question on this Gemara. The Achronim ask, "Mima shamu b'gemara baba kama?" There is a Gemara in Baba Kama daf pehe amud bet. Chereshu noten lo dmei kulo. If let's say a person made someone deaf, let's say you took a shofar and you blew into someone's ear, lo alenu chas v'shalom, and you made him deaf, noten lo dmei kulo. What are the penalties? So the Mishnah discusses there. You have to pay him his entire worth, not just the worth of his ear. Dmei kulo, the worth of his whole being, of his whole body. Now, ve'lo amru al acheresh shechashuv kemet. And yet we don't see that a deaf person is on the list of chashuv kemet. And yet, continue the Mishnah there, ve'ilu sima eteno, but if a person blinded an eye of someone else, noten lo dme eno. He has to pay him for the eye. Not for, it doesn't say dme kulo, velo dme kulo, afal pi she'asuma chashuv kemet. Even though on the other hand, a blind man is chashuv kemet. What's going on here? It should be the other way around. If the blind man is not chashuv, the suma, if the blind man is chashuv kemet, so that's the one that should be noten lo dme kulo. Whereas Chereshu is not on the list, the deaf person is not on the list of a person who is Chashuv Kemet. So why is it that Noten lo Dmei Kulo? It should be the opposite. V'nireh levayer, listen to this. He explains, the din mazik kashu be'efsedo shel anizak. When it comes to payments of a mazik, of damages, that depends on the loss that was incurred by the victim, by the nizak. So now, ikar chashivut etzel adam hi haozen. We're going to learn here, derech agav, by the way, something, a very important yesod. what is the most important part of the human? It's his ear. Ya'ozen. Ikar chashivut etzel ha'adam ya'ozen. How do we know that? Listen to the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Kemo shekatav b'sefer sharei tshuva l'Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Bet, Ot Yud Bet. Ha'ayin ever nichbat. Over there, the Sharei Tshuva says, the eye, of course, is a very, very important limb. Says the Sharei Tshuva, v'nichbad mimenu ha'ozen. The ozen is even more important. Why? Ki yishma ba shemua tova hamedashenet et ha'etzem, she'en ba hargasha, ve'lo yedushan bir'iyat ha'enayim. Says the Sharei Tshuva, of course, built on psukim of Shlomo HaMelech in Sefer Mishle. It says there, Shemu'a tova tedashen atzem. A good piece of news that a person hears, something that he hears that's good. You could learn it in two ways. Hearing music, that's also. Or a good piece of news of encouragement, a word of encouragement also. Tedashen atzem makes his bones healthier, Shlomo HaMelech says. To hear something, it goes into your bones. It makes a person feel better. Even more than seeing something. Which means we take in to our system something that we hear more than something that we see. Interesting. That's something to be discussed separately in itself. V'kevan shehashpat ha'ozen yal kol gufo shel adam. So therefore, with that being said, since the influence of what we hear, it has an effect on our entire goof. Shemua tova tedashen atzem. Lachen chereshon noten lo dmei kulo. Therefore, the halacha is, if a person makes someone else deaf, he owes him the worth of his entire body. Because hearing has an effect on the entire body. But when it comes to chashuv kemet, there is a different criterion here. Achen hari'ya, however, when it comes to the sense of sight, afal pi she'ena chashuva la'adam kishmiya, even though, as we just said, it's not as effective to the body as the sense of hearing, mikol makom hi agoremet la'adam le'argish et hazulat. But there is one advantage that seeing has even over hearing. And that is, seeing causes a person to be able to feel the other person. Kemo shematzinu b'Moshe shekatubo, like we find by Moshe, where it states, Vayigdal Moshe, vayetze el echav, vayar besivlotam. Moshe Rabbeinu went out to his brethren, vayar besivlotam, and he looked and he watched their suffering. Upiresh Rashi says, Natan enav velibo liot metzer alehem. He put his eyes and his heart to feel for them, to feel their suffering. Ki rak al yedei re'iyat ha'ayin chash ha'adam betzarot hazulat u'metzer imo. Because it's only with the power of seeing that a person is able to feel the plight of someone else. Velo dai bir'iya be'alma. Of course, it's not enough to just look, to just see. Ela kemo shekatav Rashi natan enav velibo. You have to see with your heart. Shetzach liten enav, ukshenoten enav megiim advarim elibo. The Sfono similarly writes in Parashat Vayichi, on the pasuk ve'ene Israel kavedu mizoken, ve'ene Israel kavedu mizoken lo yuchal lirot. Yaakov Avinu was very old, and his eyesight became heavy. His eyes became heavy; he wasn't able to see. Vayagesh otam ela vayishak laim vayichabek laim. So Yosef Atzadik brought Menashe and Ephraim close to Yaakov so that he can kiss them and hug them. And the Sfono explains, V'katav ha-Sfono, Shu'tzrach lechabekam ulenashekam, Kedeshetidbak nafsho bahem, This phone says, why was it necessary for him to embrace them and to kiss them? So that his nefesh will be close to them and so that his blessing will attach itself to them. Continues this phone and explains, you know why? Because he had to compensate for something that he didn't have anymore. Kol ze mishum shelo haya yachol lir'ot. Because he couldn't see them anymore. She'ilu haya yachol lir'ot. Because if Yaakov Avinu was still able to see, hayta birkato chala alehem bir'oto otam. The bracha would be chal on them, would rest upon them, just with the mere looking at them, seeing them. It's a powerful sfono. The sfono is saying, when you look at someone, like it says, Tov Ayin Hu Yevorach. And the Gemara says, Al Tikri Yevorach, Ela Yevarech. A person with a good eye, he is the one who can give a blessing. Because when you see the other person, that's when you feel him, and therefore you are able to give him a bracha. And that's what we're learning here about Yaakov Avinu. Why was it important? Vayagesh otam elav v'yichabek lahem, says the sfono, because he didn't have the other way. He wasn't able to see them and connect to them that way. So he had to connect with the sense of touch. That's the reason why a blind man is considered met. Because without the ability to see, a person is not able to feel the other. And to join him in his situation and his plight. So that's like a person who's isolated, like a dead person. That's why a suma, a blind man, is chashuv kemet. So if you think about it, says Rav Chaim, that's the connecting reason between all those four that are on the list. In all those four, kulam yesod echad lahem, they all have one foundation here. Habadad yeshev, it's the isolation, it's the being alone, away from other people, disconnected. Shel ha-metzora zohi mitato. That's why metzora is chashuv kemet, because he's not able to connect, he's not able to associate with others, to feel other people. He has to be alone. He has to be quarantined. That's a form of death. Because to be alive, he doesn't bring this here, but I think it's a beautiful pasuk to bring here. Famous pasuk, Rabbi Miller used to quote from Kohelet all the time. Kol asher yechubar el hachaim yesh bitachon. Yechubar el hachaim. When a person is attached to the living, that's when he's alive. A person who's disconnected, he's only in himself, he doesn't feel connected to anyone else, that's a form of death. Chayim, that maybe this is another reason why in Hebrew, the word for life is in plural. There is no word for life in singular. In English, you say life, and you have lives. In Hebrew, when you talk about one person, ha-chayim shelo. It's like you're saying his lives. Ha-chayim shelo. Why don't you say ha-chay shelo? Or we don't say that. We say ha-chayim shelo. His life. And yet we use the word chayim. Chayim is plural. Why is that? Because to be alive means when you have two people alive. A person who's alive alone, that's not life. That's not chayim. Chayim means me and you together. That's chayim. Think about that before the questions. I want you to digest this first. This is very deep. It's very, very deep. The metzora is chashuv kemet because of the badad yeshev. The suma is chashuv kemet because he's not able to connect. He's not able to see. So yeah, in Masechet Baba Kama, when it comes to the technicalities of payments of damages, so that's true. He affected the body more when he made him deaf. That's why he has to pay dmei kulo, as opposed to if he, made him blind. But as far as life is concerned, suma is chashuv kemet. It's not the cheresh that is. At least the cheresh, the deaf person, can still see other people. He can still connect. So he's not chashuv kemet. Whereas the Suma, who cannot see anymore, cannot look into the eyes of someone else and see the joy or see the pain, that's not Chaim anymore. What? That's such a beautiful yesod that we're learning here. And that connects the Metzora and the Ani also. The Ani is not able to help other people, right? The Ani, the poor man, he can't connect to do chesed with other people. That's what he's going to explain. He's going to continue to say. So, ki me'achar she'no yachol yot im acherim eno yachol le'argish b'matzavo. Since the Metzora is not able to be with in the presence of other people, he cannot feel the plight of others. Ve'liten lo, and thereby to give. Hareu kemet. Because what's the purpose of seeing the feelings of others? Nose ve'olim chavero, that's called being alive. Shachar, I think that you gave a nice chidush here. The statement in Pirkei Avot, marbe Torah, marbe chayim, can definitely be understood in light of what we just said. Because when a person is marbe Torah, when he increases learning Torah, he learns from the Torah how to A, connect to other people, and B, produce, to act upon that connection by doing chesed. As the Gemara tells us that the Torah is kulo chesed from beginning till end. So marbe Torah, marbe chayim. The Torah teaches us how to be together with other people and how to give. So he increases life. He increases his own life. Marbe Torah, marbe chayim. Chaim continues here in the Ma'amar. He says, Mitam ze chashuv kemet gam mi she'en lo banim. This is the same reason someone who doesn't have children is also on the list of Chashuv Kemet. Why do we say he's Chaser Kemet? What is he lacking after all? He can enjoy life. He has all the pleasures of life. So what if he doesn't have kids? Listen to what he says. Because the nature of a person is to do good to others, mainly with his children. Where is it that a person expresses his koach ha-chesed? It is first and foremost with his children. Ve'en adam ba'olam she'achol lekabel tovot keshem she'yacholim banav shel adam lekabel me'avihem. Nobody is able to be a receptacle to kindness as much as children are able to receive the kindness of their parents. Ube'en lo efsharut zo le'etiv im azulat. So when a person is lacking that ability to do good and to do good with his own children, that's where it is really expressed. So then are ze gam ken chashuv kemet. To a certain degree, that's chashuv kemet. Because that degree of connectivity of chesed is lacking in his life. And therefore, that It's called lacking life itself, because it's the very essence of life, the ability to connect and to be able to give. He says, "Bo rebe maaseh shel shtayim nashim." Remember the story in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the famous story. We read it in one of the Haftarot of the year. Shamdu l'mishpat Shlomo. It comes from Melachim Aleph, Perek Gimel. Two women who came to stand in justice before the Shlomo HaMelech. And the whole story is very quickly, right? One of the women kidnapped the baby of the other, and she said it's her child, right? Shemet bena ganvait ben ashniya ve'amar benihu. Her child lo alenu died, and she stole the baby of her friend, and she said it's my son. He's asking a question. What did she think she's going to gain by stealing someone else's baby? What? You stole a baby that's not yours. By stealing it, is it going to become your baby? She knows it's not hers. So what's the whole idea? Why did she want to steal a baby? But it's not yours. Where is the cheshek here? To give to a child that's not yours. על כל כך צריך לומר שכיוון שהוא עצמו יהיה סבור כי זו אמו ויקבל טובותיה וחסדיה כתינוק הגמול על אמו, הרי זה מספק את רצונה העז לבן. Hear what he says? Yeah, but the baby will never know that he's not mine. So he's going to look at me like a mother. That's enough for me. למרות שאינו פרי בטנה, even though it's not her son, but as far as he's concerned, he's my son. עד כדי כך זקוק האדם להטיב עם זולתו. Look how much a person desires to be able to be a giver. ומה עקוב לב האדם, yeah, but how crooked can be the heart of a person שעל ידי גודל חשקה להטיב עם זולתה, that because of that very desire to do good and to give good and to be nurturing, גנבה את בן חברתה. It caused her to steal the baby of her friend. וקראה תינוק מחק אמו. כדאי היה לה לגרום עוול מחריד לזולתה ובלבד שתוכל להטיב לתינוק כפי שמטיבה האם עם בנה. It was worth it for her. At least I'll have a baby to give, to nurture. וכן העני שחשוב כמת, and now we understand the fourth one also, a poor man who's חשוב כמת, אין זה משום שחסר לו עצמו, it's not because of his lacking, it's not because of the lacking of money that he's called כמת, אלא משום שאין ביכולתו לתת לזולתו מאומה, but it's because he can't help others, he's not able to nurture, he's not able to give, כי מה שחסר לו עצמו, דבר קטן הוא לעומת מה שאינו יכול לתת לזולתו. That's a line to underline. He says, because that which he is lacking is very small in comparison to that which he cannot give to others. That's a bigger loss. Not being able to give to others is a bigger loss for a human being than if he just doesn't have something for his own self. So the ani is chashuv kemet because he's not able to give, not because he doesn't have. Nimtza shekol ha'arba'a chashuvim kemet kulam inyan echadem. So all these four are all one. The metzora is not able to be a giver because he's isolated, so he can't connect, so he doesn't see. A blind man cannot be a giver also because he cannot connect. He's not able to see the plight of others. Someone who doesn't have children is not able to be a giver par excellence, the real giver, as parents to children. And the poor man also because he's not able to be a giver. So now we know life is synonymous with giving, with connection, with feeling. But if a person is not able to feel the other, not able to connect with others, and thereby not able to nurture or to give, that's chashuv kemet. To a very big degree, that's called not being alive. Wow. To finish off at least the inyan here, והעונש החמור הזה של צרעת שהוא כמיתה, עליו לשון הרע הוא. What's the מידה כנגד מידה here? Tzaraat, leprosy, is a punishment for what sin? We know, metzora, motzi shem ra, for lashon hara. What's the mida keneged mida? What's the measure for measure? So he says, as we find by Miriam, mida keneged mida, who diber sara al bene adam, he spoke bad about others, ve'eno makir b'ma'alatam u'b'shivcham. And he does not recognize their good when you speak lashon hara about others. When you talk negatively about others, that means you don't see who they really are. You don't see the positive in them. Eno makir b'ma'alatam u'b'shivcham, lachen nimna mimenu lashevet ben bnei adam. Therefore the punishment is, we remove from you that privilege to be amongst other people. Go be isolated. In essence, it's because the one who spoke Lashon Hara already is isolated from other people. When you're speaking negative about others, that means you don't see people for who they are. That means you don't see their ma'alot. You already isolated yourself. So let me put you in real isolation so you can think about it and start developing, reset yourself and start developing an urge to connect with people once again. That's the inyan of the punishment of the Metzorah. And that's the essence of what Chazal say, Arba'a Chashuvim Kemet.